ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् विशावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः So here, in this text, repeatedly, how to ascertain, how to be convinced what the reality is. That method of convincing, method of being convinced about the reality being the very self, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, is discussed in these verses. Idam rupam tu yadyavat tatyaktum shakyate khilam. I'm reading the 33rd verse. Idam rupam yadyavat tatyaktum shakyate khilam ashakyo hyanidam rupah sa atma badhavarjitah idam rupam tu yadyavat tatyaktum shakyate khilam Ashakyo hyanidam rupah sa atma badhavarjitah. So here, if you ask, is there any other way? Is there any other method using which I can recognize the reality, I can recognize the truth, I can discover the truth. There is the truth, there is the reality, absolute reality, the ultimate truth. And we understand from the Shastram, the reality being the reality of everything. It is of the nature of all pervasiveness. There's no time it is not, there's no space, no place it is not. And that reality has to be discovered. So what is the method of discovering the reality? So here, It is revealed. The reality has to be discovered only as the Swarupam of I. And that reality, once you arrive at the reality as Swarupam of I, we have to claim it, claim that reality as myself, as Aham. And to claim the reality as Aham, as I, in terms of Aham Brahma Asmi, Shastram uses this method of distinguishing the knower from the known. When we negate all the known as the known, and finally, when nothing can be negated as the known, nothing itself is negated, nothingness itself is negated as the known, and the knower, finally the knower who negates the nothingness as the known, from whose standpoint nothingness becomes the known, and from the standpoint of nothingness which is the known, there is a knower who cannot be included in the nothingness, has to be claimed as the Swarupam of I. And it is that knower has to be taken as the substance of the substantive Atma or Brahma. The knower itself has to be claimed as Aham. The knower is the reality. That which obtains as the knower is Brahma, which has to be claimed as the I. Claimed as the meaning of the word I. Swarupam of I. Substance of the substantive I. So, it is said here, unless I claim the reality obtaining as the knower as Brahma, in terms of Aham Brahma Asmi, there's no way of discovering the reality. There's no way of, no other method of recognizing, arriving at, stumbling upon reality, Brahma. If I can claim Aham Brahma Asmi, then the entire world of objects also become included as the meaning of I. Therefore, I'm repeating a sentence. When I claim that Aham Brahma Asmi, in that Aham, in the meaning of that Aham, as the meaning of that Aham, the entire world of objects becomes included. Which means the whole jagat is Brahma, Aham Brahma, therefore I am the whole. But initially, we have to negate all the objects of knowledge which are negatable as objects of knowledge. Negation is not for removing or distancing, because nothing can be alienated, nothing can be distanced, nothing can be physically distanced or removed or taken away or thrown away. This method of negation, using this method of negation, is just to distinguish, very important, just to distinguish the knower. Then finally to claim that knower, I, as the reality. And seeing the reality knower as the truth of I. So in negation, we see the body being an object of experience. So also the mind as on the sense organs. Organs of actions, physiological functions, all the emotions. So all of them are objects of knowledge, objects of experience. Therefore, when everything is carefully negated as an object of experience, then there is I, the expression I, and that expression I actually refers to the pure consciousness, the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Reality arrived in terms of its nature of knowing. So I refers to the formless reality arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing as pure knowledge, as pure consciousness. It must be very clear, consciousness is one and consciousness pervades, is all pervasive. All pervasive, when you say it pervades time and space and all the forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space. One, all pervasive, independent and unmoving, changeless. And it pervades the entire body, mind, and complex. At the same time, it is not limited by the peripheries of the body, mind, and complex. So the consciousness continues to be exist changelessly, even when the body falls apart, even when the sukshma leaves. It is there unmoving, immobile. So this is how we understand the consciousness. And this understanding of the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge is definitely not a mystic experience. There's nothing mysterious about it. It is prudently claiming this is a simple understanding where we just take ownership of the reality, obtaining the form of knowledge as the substance of the substantive I. Thereby seeing the fact, Aham Brahma Asmi. Seeing the fact revealed by the Mahavakyam, Aham Brahma Asmi. Seeing the fact of I referring to the consciousness. Has nothing mysterious about it. It's a simply taking ownership of the fact, the truth, with proper clear understanding. And this is what is Brahmajnanam. So that's what is said in this verse, 13th verse. Idam rupam tu yad yavad tat akhilam shaktyaktum shakyate. So everything idam rupam, this is an object. This is an object obtaining in a given form, perceptible, knowable, known. Therefore, yavat tyaktum shakyate. Akhilam yavat tyaktum shakyate. Tyaktum shakyate means as long as you're able to negate one after the other, one by one, everything, how far can you come to negate? How far can you go negating everything as object of knowledge? Idam rupam tu yad yavat akhilam tyaktum shakyate. Then ashakyaha hi anidam rupaha. See, idam itself a third person singular pronoun. And a third person singular pronoun, idam, stands for an object of knowledge. I told you many times in my kindergarten classes, the very beginning, anything and everything indicated by any pronoun other than I is an object of knowledge. This is how we teach Vedanta Shastra. What is an object of knowledge? Anything and everything indicated by any pronoun other than I is an object of knowledge. This always we've been teaching. Not the thing, not new. So now here it is said, idam. If given an object obtaining in any given form, it can be perceptible through any of the sense organs. It can be a sound, it can be a form, it can be taste, it can be smell. Anything indicated by any other pronoun, far or near, is what? An object of knowledge. Therefore, this physical body also is indicated by the pronoun idam. So, because the physical distance being not there between I and this, still, you know, we being the nearer objects, use the pronoun only this, not that. Then you use the pronoun this idam to negate this body, negate this mind, negate the sense organs, negate the pranas, negate the physiological functions, negate every emotion. You see idam fear, this anger, this desire, this raga, this dvesha, this anxiety, this, you know, cheerfulness, this enthusiasm, this understanding, this knowledge that the world is, this knowledge I am. You know, you negate the memory, you negate the intellect, you negate the emotions, you negate the mind as an instrument of knowledge, you negate even the knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am obtaining in the form of thought. You negate everything as object of knowledge. What is available for experience in the waking state? Everything you negate. You negate even the experiencer, you know. Everything is negated, and what cannot be negated is what? Anidam rupaha. Na idam rupaha, anidam rupaha. Why? That which cannot be negated using the pronoun idam is what? Anidam rupaha. That which is not an object of experience. Experiencer, the knower cannot be, the knower is actually aham shabda artaha. The known is idam shabda artaha. Therefore, the meaning of the first person singular pronoun. I is the knower. The meaning of any pronoun, including idam, is what? Known. The known becomes the meaning of the pronoun, meaning denoted by the pronoun idam. And the meaning of the pronoun I actually is the knower. Therefore, anidam rupaha is aham shabdartaha. The first person singular pronoun I is actually anidam rupaha, and that I, the knower, cannot be negated as object of experience. The experiencer does not get included in the experienced. Therefore, ashakyaha. And that knower is consciousness. Knower is knowledge. Knower is knowledge. Knower is the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Knower is knowledge. Knowledge, pure knowledge is not the knower, but the knower is pure knowledge. Like what? Sun is not the illuminator. Sun is not the illuminator, but the illuminator is the sun. Is it clear? You know, should definitely know why. Similarly, the pure knowledge is not the knower, but there is no knower other than the pure knowledge. That which obtains enjoying the status of being the knower is the reality. We understand the reality itself as pure knowledge because of this nature of knowing. Therefore, the knower is knowledge. Anidam rupaha, okay? And that knowledge is implied by the term Atma because knowledge pervades everything. And that Atma is Badha Varjitaha. That Atma is never negatable. Badha Varjitaha. The one who is devoid of negation. Why one who is devoid of negation means one who cannot be negated. That which cannot be negated is the formless abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, arrived at as the very surupam of the knower, is Atma, cannot be negated. Okay, now next verse. It's all for you to get convinced of what you are essentially. Here, the conviction must take place in the very class. You must be convinced, definitely, I is not distant from this individual being, which is the individual obtaining in the form of the body, obtaining in the form of I, endowed with the body, mind and complex, available in a given period of time, occupying a given space. But this I definitely is distinct from this, all these different components. Different composites. Distinct, and the distinct, I which is distinct is definitely nothing but formless reality, the pure knowledge. Okay. Siddham Brahmani Satyatvam. Siddham Brahmani Satyatvam. Jnanatvam tu Pureritam. Siddham Brahmani Satyatvam. ఆత్మవిద్యత్వం జ్ఞానత్వం తు పురేరితం స్వయమేవానుభూతిత్వాత్ ఇత్యాది వచనై స్ఫుటం సిద్ధం బ్రహ్మణి సత్యత్వం జ్ఞానత్వం తు పురేరితం స్వయమేవానుభూతిత్వాద్ ఇత్యాది వచనై స్ఫుటం. సి బ్రహ్మణి సత్యత్వం సిద్ధం, జ్ఞానత్వం సిద్ధం, పురా ఈరితం. బ్రహ్మణి సత్యత్వం సిద్ధం. ఐఎమ్ రిపీటింగ్ ది సెంటెన్స్. ఐఎమ్ రిపీటింగ్ ది సెంటెన్స్ because I want you to see along with me what I'm seeing. Siddham. Siddham means what? Already it is clearly established. Clearly established means as you're listening, you're convinced of your understanding of yourself being the formless reality, pure knowledge implied by the term Brahma. And it is this reality implied by the term Brahma, also Atma. Now, is of the nature of existence. So this established means it is very clear. And what has been established? Satyatvam. Satyatva means this reality implied by the term Brahma having the status of being the truth, the reality, being satyam. What is the reality? That which is arrived at, that which is arrived at as the swarupam of knower, the formless substance, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, implied by the term Brahman alone is the reality. Brahman alone is Satyam. There's no truth, there's no reality, there's no Satyam other than this formless substance arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing. I'm not even using the word reality now. What is reality? What is the truth? Now we have to understand what is the reality. What is the truth? See, reality, the truth is that which is arrived at as the truth, swarup of the knower in terms of its nature of knowing is the reality. Yedu parampurul, yedu meipurul, yedu unmayanadu. What is the reality? Reality is that which is arrived at as the surupam of the knower in terms of its nature of knowing, implied by the term Brahma is the reality. Therefore, there's no reality, there's no truth, there's no parambarul other than this, that other than that which is arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing as the swarupam of the knower. Therefore, Brahma Satyatvam, Brahmani Satyatvam Siddham. Now it is clear what now? It is already established that it is this reality implied by the term Brahman you know, alone is the satyam, the truth. And jnanatvam tu purayiritam. Jnanatvam. And this, that vastu, that substance, which is arrived in terms of its nature of knowing, is satyam, or reality, and that reality, the already, how do you arrive at it first? Arrive at it only in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, we also understand what jnanatvam. Jnanatvam means that reality having the status of being the pure knowledge. So reality alone has this ease of the nature of knowing. Therefore, this reality implied by the term Brahma is the truth and is the jnanam. Satyam jnanam. So reality is jnanam, reality is satyam. The reality is of the nature of knowledge and it is the satyam, only truth. So jnanatvam. So Brahma is satyam. Brahman alone is what? Jnanatvam. So Brahman is of the nature of knowledge and Brahman is of the nature of the existence, the truth. So what it is said here, pura iritam. Pura means when? No, before, in the same chapter, from the verse number, I think from after 12th verse, from the 13th verse onwards, until the 22nd verse, you know, the sarupam of Brahman, sarupam of, you know, being the nature of reality, being existence and knowledge, has been already discussed and established. It is not to be understood newly. Therefore, and what is that which is available as self-revealing all the time? As I am, aham, aham, aham. To know I am, I really do not require any proof or evidence. Therefore, I do not require any proof or evidence to know whether I am or not, for existence of the self, myself. Why? Because I am the one, I am the evidence, I am the one who's seeking the very evidence. So I am the seeker of the evidence. Do not require evidence. To know my own existence. Therefore, the reality is ever self-evident, self-revealing, pure knowledge. So self-evident, self-revealing, self-effulgent, pure knowledge, pure consciousness is always there, available for recognition as I am. What is that which is there as I am? It is knowledge. What is that which is available in the form of wave is water. So what is that which is available in terms of knowledge of existence of the self I am is this Brahma. So here, Satyatvam Siddham, the reality is of the nature of existence of everything that is established. Reality is of the nature of knowing that has been already established. Pura Iditam, in the previous verses from the 12th to the 22nd. Now, Swayameva Anubhutitvat Ityadi Vachanaihi Sputam. Now, Swayameva Anubhutitvam. Swayameva Anubhutitvam means the experiencer of everything, and I know everything else, existence of everything else. I am the knower of the existence of everything else. I am the experiencer of the experiencer, the knower of the existence of everything, and I am the experiencer, knower of the existence of myself. Nothing else in the world can know. There's no knower experiencer other than myself. I am the only knower. Therefore, nothing else in the world is a knower of me. Nothing else can know me. Why? I am the knower and experiencer of everything else. I myself being the knower experiencer of everything else, I am the evidence, and everything else is evident to me. Whereas, what is the evidence for my own existence? I am, as a knower, I am the evidence for the existence of everything else. And I know I am. I am self-evident, self-revealing, self-effulgent, self-conscious. I am. I am the self-evident. Therefore, Swayameva Anubhutitvat means I am the evidence for my own existence. I am the experiencer of my own existence. I am the knower of my own existence. I am the knower of existence of the world. I am the only knower of existence of myself. I am the only knower of the existence of the world. Aham and Idam. I am the only knower of I am and Idam. Therefore, Swayameva Anubhutitvat. Okay, this comes in the previous verse again, the 20th. This is all explained in these verses from 13th to the 22nd. I am of the nature of knowledge. I am of the nature of consciousness. Which means, so that consciousness, pure knowledge, the reality implied by the term Brahman or Atma is not the knower or experiencer. Not I, not Idam. Okay, but I am Brahma. Once I understand Aham Brahma Asmi, I can see the fact of Idam also being Brahma. Aham Brahma, Idam Brahma, Sarvam Brahma. Okay, and therefore, Swayameva Anubhutitvad Ityadi Vachanaihi Sputam. So, it has been made very clear. What has been made clear in this whole universe? There's not one tiniest thing, tiniest object, nothing in the world. There's not even one thing which is not an object of experience. What I'm saying? Only one thing which cannot be negated at all as an object of experience. the whole jagat, what is that which cannot be negated as an object of experience is the pure knowledge, the pure existence. And this reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of pure existence, implied by the term Brahman or Atma, cannot be negated as an object of experience. Why? Because that reality is very sorupam of the experiencer subject. So when we experience any object, when we see, perceive any object in terms of, let me give an example. Light is. When you see the light, light is. Sun is. What table is? First you say, table is. When the table is broken into pieces, the table gets broken into pieces. And still we can say there are bits and small pieces are. Still you can say there is bundle of pieces, wooden pieces is. Bundle of wooden pieces is. Which means, then you bundle up pieces, you can powder them. There is no table, not even bundle of pieces. Now there is a heap of powder, wooden powder is. Therefore, there is easiness. Easiness which was with the table. The later on, the table form has gone, the table name has gone, but easiness which was with the table continues to exist, continues to be there with the bundle of pieces, wooden pieces. And even the bundle of wooden pieces have gone, the easiness continues to be with the heap of wooden powder. Which means, easiness is existence, which continues to be there from one form to the other form. The table form, the easiness is with the table form, easiness is with the piece form, easiness is with the powder form, easiness continues to be there from one form to the other form. Therefore, even when all this, the heap of powder, wooden powder, is burnt and made into ashes or converted into some coal powder, even then it becomes one with the soil or sand or earth, then you can say now the same powder continues to be there. You know, there is still what? It is there. That easiness can be now, you can say, it is there in the form of earth. Which means the easiness, the form has gone, still easiness continues to be there with the very soil where this powder is mixed. Powder has become this soil. So powder is there in the form of the very earth. Which means the easiness is there. The form has gone, easiness continues to be there. The table form gone, but easiness is with the easiness which was with the table, it moves to the easiness. Easiness doesn't move. I mean, easiness continues to be there with other form. the peace form or the powder form or the earth form. Which means every form, any form of any object can undergo change, but the easeness implying the existence enjoyed by the object never gets destroyed. It can never be destroyed. Therefore, existence cannot be negated. Easeness implies existence. So existence can never be destroyed, removed, negated. That is the reason the reality, the truth implied by the word satyam is defined as sat, the existence. Satyam, the reality, is defined as sat, the existence. Why? Because existence has no beginning, existence has no end, existence has no change. Existence is beginningless, endless, changeless. And what is that? Therefore, existence is the swarupam of the reality. Okay? Therefore, we arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of existence. Therefore, satyam, the reality, is defined as sat, the existence. So, Brahma eva satyam, satyam eva Brahma. The reality which is of the nature of existence is implied by the term Brahma. Therefore, Brahma is satyam, satyam is Brahma, which means existence is satyam. Reality, and reality is existence. That is why, understand, the one thing which cannot be negated, you know, at all, as not there. Negation, it is not there. What cannot be negated at all as not there, not an object, that which cannot be negated as not there is what? Brahma. And that Brahman, that alone is satyam. What cannot be negated as not there is Brahma. It is satyam. Trikala badhitam. So satyam means the truth, the reality is of the nature of sat, the existence. Therefore, that is how Brahman is. So that is established already. And that reality, which is in the form of existence of everything, is arrived at as in terms of its nature of knowing as one's own self. Therefore, it is jnanam. Jnanam, and that here, and we have to see, I am that reality means, we understand, and that reality Brahman alone is always there as I am. How do we know this? Because it's only knower. I know the existence of myself. I know the existence of the world. I'm the only knower of the existence of everything. And I am of the nature of self-existence. And I am of the nature of self-evidence. I am of the nature of self-revealing. Therefore, I am self-revealing, self-evident consciousness. Implied with the term Brahma. That is why in Bhagavad Gita also there's so many examples I can give. We go through different stages of life. There is a Balyavastha, then there is a Yavanavastha, then there's a Vriddhavastha. There's a childhood, there's a babyhood, childhood, boyhood or girlhood, or then is old age. Different stages the physical body goes through. And we can see in all these different stages of the physical form, between the physical form undergoes a change from one form to the one condition to another condition, from being young to old, etc. There's a change happening on the part of the physical body. But what happens to I is there continuously, changelessly. I doesn't undergo any change. There's a persistence on the part of the I. That constantly existing, continuously existing, consistently existing, persistent I cannot refer to something which is not continuously there. I which continues to exist cannot refer to anything which does not exist continuously. I should, the continuously existing, consistently existing, constantly, continuously, consistently, persistently existing, I should definitely refer to something which is ever present, ever persistent. And what is that which is ever present, ever persistent, ever continuous, ever continuously there? What is that? Is the formless reality arrived at in terms of its nature of consciousness. Brahma, Chaitanyam Brahma. Consciousness alone is persistent, ever available, ever persistent. And therefore, that which is persistent in every individual is the I, then the ever persistent I should definitely refer to the ever persistent consciousness, reality, arrived in terms of its nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term jnanam. I'm repeating this. Okay, I is continuously existing, but ever persistent I should definitely refer to the ever persistent consciousness. Everlasting I must mean everlasting consciousness. Therefore, nothing in the world other than consciousness can be the substance, the meaning of the substantive I, the first person singular pronoun. Therefore, reality being pure knowledge has been discussed. Now we'll go to the next verse. It is all for, not for understanding, for convince, for conviction. Navyapitva deshatonte. Navyapitva deshatonto. I repeat it again. Navyapitva. Tvad deshatonto nityatvanapi kalatah. Navyapitvad deshatonto nityatvanapi kalatah. Navastutopi. Navastutopi sarvatmyat anantyam brahmanitridha. Navastutopi sarvatmyat anantyam brahmanitridha. Na vyapitvat deshataha antaha. Na vyapitvat deshataha antaha. Nityatvat na api kalataha. Na vastutaha api sarva. Sarva atmyat, sarvatmyat, anantyam brahmanitridha. After drishya viveka prakriya panchakosha, after using the methods of unfoldment, such as Drik Drishya Veka Prakriya, Panchakosha Prakriya, Avasthatraya Prakriya. Three prakriyas are important prakriyas. For what? For us to arrive at reality in terms of its nature of knowing as the truth of I. Three prakriyas. After using these methods of unfoldment, after negations, and we arrive at reality, oh my God, there's no form. Formless, abstract. Reality, you understand, oh, there's a knower. Where is the knower? Who is the knower? There's no form. You understand that which obtains as the knower is the very reality. In reality, there's no knower other than the reality. Therefore, you arrive at reality in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, then you use this word jnanam. In jnanam also is what? You use this word jnanam also is used to, jnanam reveals the reality in terms of its nature of knowing only. So jnanam. Then you understand it is this jnanam which is satyam, which is the truth, and because being the truth, it is of the nature of existence, sat also. But still, what happens when you arrive at the reality? Okay. I, substance of the substantive I is consciousness, I have arrived at it. But what do you understand? I, the consciousness, am obtaining within panchakoshas, three bodies. I am consciousness, but I am consciousness, I understand now. But still, where am I? I have panchakoshas, within three bodies. No? Then I have avasthatriya sakshi. I arrived at the consciousness as the truth of myself. Therefore, still, am I the consciousness? Now, at least I am the body was the first understanding. From there, I shifted the understanding to I am consciousness. And having shifted this understanding of taking the body as the meaning of I to the consciousness as the meaning of the word I, now still what is the problem? Am I the consciousness sitting, obtaining within the body mentions complex? No, that has to become very clear. So it is said in this verse, no, that reality only you arrive at it as the truth of I, but that's the only reality which is the reality of everything else also here. Unfortunately, you can never arrive at the reality as the truth of an object. That is why it is repeated. How can I arrive at the reality? How can I discover reality? Reality has to be discovered, is available for discovery only as the surupam of I first. After arriving at the reality as the surupam of I, you have to understand the fact of the reality being only reality of everything else, the entire universe. You can never start from the object, okay? You have to discover it as yourself. Then you see that reality which is yourself is the truth of everything else. Aham Brahma Asmi means you have to say Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi, you are not Brahma, she is not Brahma, that is not Brahma means as a sickness, isn't it? Aham Brahma Asmi means what? Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. What if it is not, that should be there. Therefore, it is said in this verse, very, very clear. So how do I arrive at it? I arrive at the reality as the Sakshi. Sakshi. Then I find out the fact that reality which I arrive at as Sakshi or the knower, witness or the knower. Actually, reality is not the knower. This knower, Sakshi, etc. are the qualifications attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the witnessed, from the standpoint of the known. That reality, arrived at the witness, is now understood as the very content, the essence which fills the containers in terms of panchakoshas. So the consciousness arrived at as the witness is said to be what? Said to be the very content, the very essence, the very substance contained in the containers called panchakoshas. Therefore, I, the self, am consciousness obtaining within the panchakoshas. As the very essence of everything. Therefore, the question now is, if I, the self, am the reality, the consciousness, obtaining within these three bodies, sthula, sukshma, karana, shariras, obtaining as the very content, the essence of all the five layers of personality, then I, the consciousness, must be time bound, must be finite. See, we arrive at the reality using the prakriyas, fine. Now I am the reality, Okay, I am the abstract, formless substance, which is of the nature of knowing, okay, obtaining in the form of consciousness. I am consciousness. I am pure knowledge. So I am the very essence. So I am the content. So all these five layers of personality, the bodies are like the containers. Therefore, as a content contained in these containers called three bodies, I must be finite. This question might rise or doubt might rise. Therefore, we have beautiful unfoldment in the Upanishads. That it is made very clear. I, the self, am consciousness. In every, not one body maintenance complex, but all the beings in all the different, the body maintenance complexes, the many complexes, and there are many panchakoshas, there are many three bodies, many individuals. In every individual, which is a composition of these five layers of personality called panchakoshas, every individual being which is a composition of these three bodies, in every one, this consciousness is one, and the only consciousness is not only in one given body maintenance complex, the only consciousness which is there in all the individuals, all the different individuals of compositions of body maintenance complex, five layers of personality, which means the only consciousness is there as the content of all the individual compositions, all the individuals. It's exactly like how the space obtaining within the pot is the one and the only space pervading everything here. Pot obtaining within the space obtaining within the pot enclosure is not finite because of its obtaining as the enclosed space. Even though space seems to be enclosed, obtaining within an enclosure, and because of the pot's time-bound nature, a pot's space-limited nature, the space does not become spatially limited. The enclosures may be of different sizes, occupying different spaces in one space, but space obtaining within a pot is not spatially limited like the pot. The enclosed space, which seemingly enclosed space, obtaining within the pot as pot space is definitely not limited, is not finite, is actually spatially limitless space. Even though it seems to be enclosed, there's no really, no space. Space is ever, never is it enclosed. All these seeming enclosures seem to be existent in, you know, seemingly, see the space. Really, the space is apparently enclosed, seemingly enclosed. There's no such a thing called really enclosed to space. In fact, all the seeming enclosures themselves exist in very space. What is one indivisible, undivided, partless, infinite, you know, partless whole, the all accommodative, all pervasive space. But still, this indivisible, undivided, one partless whole, the space, seems to be enclosed within many enclosures. Really speaking, space is everywhere inside the enclosure, a pot, a room, and outside the enclosure, and inside, outside, and also the very, the seeming dividing factors, the seemingly dividing factors such as wall, etc. The space pervades the walls which seem to be dividing the space. Space pervades the space within the enclosure, enclosed area. The space pervades even the outside enclosed area, which means in space everything stands, everything exists. Therefore, space is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. So when something which stands in space is broken, a wall or a pot or anything which is broken, then space is not broken. Therefore, the very words, expressions such as antara, bahya, internal, external, inside, outside are all mere expressions, relative expressions used relatively. From the standpoint of the enclosure, seeming enclosures which themselves exist in space, the standpoint of space, these words are irrelevant. Okay, irrelevant. There's no inside, outside, internal, external, etc. are meaningless with reference to the space. There's only one unenclosed, non-enclosable, non-coverable, non-breakable, all accommodative, all pervasive space. This is an amazing fact about the space. It is better one focuses one's attention on this fact for some time to assimilate the, to sharpen one's intellect. Later on to move on to see what is absolutely spatially limitless. Space is relatively spatially limitless, but absolutely spatially limitless is the reality, the consciousness. Why do you say consciousness? We arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of being conscious, being knowing. Therefore, we use the term jnanam, chaitanyam, etc. And here you have to see this pure consciousness. We arrive at as the truth of I, as the Nusurukma of knower. Having arrived at it, you have to see the fact of this consciousness. The reality obtaining in the form of consciousness is also all pervasive, non-coverable. That is why we use another word. Digambara, non-coverable, non-enclosable, is reality consciousness, so undivided, indivisible, unenclosable, uncoverable. Continuously existing, all pervasive, even all pervasive, all accommodative of all accommodative space. And it is all these things which seem to be different and dividing, all of them enjoy their existence in consciousness. And I am with consciousness. I am the very existence. I am the very substratum. I, the consciousness, am the very existence, location. And for even time and space. So the body, mind, sense complex have given time, there's located in time, their location in time, a location in time, space. Even the manifestation of knowledge, obtaining of thought in terms of I am, is otherwise said to be chidabhasaha, also has location in time and space. In time, is located in time, this space is located. Whereas I am the very consciousness chit, and I'm all ever pervasive, ever existent. Therefore, aham, I am limitless reality, Brahma. So it is said in the previous verse, in this verse, beautifully defined here, Let me, I'm going to conclude the class. Deshataha na antaha, spatially limitless. Why? Vyapitvat. Vyapitvat, due to all pervasiveness, spatially limitless. Na antaha, spatially not finite. Nityatvat kalataha na, because of timelessness, because of the nature of eternity. So because of the sarupam of beginninglessness and endlessness, changelessness, I, the consciousness, am time-wise, infinite. Kalataha na antaha nityatvat. Nityatvat means what? Because of my nature of beginninglessness, endlessness and changelessness, I, the consciousness, am time-wise limitless. Because of all pervasiveness, I'm spatially infinite. Then, sarvatmyat, because of my nature of being the self of everything, because of having the status of being the truth of everything, self of everything, I am limitless, infinite, object wise also, vastutaha api na antaha. Therefore, anantyam brahmanitridha, limitlessness with reference to Brahman is threefold. Tridha, threefold. Have you got it? Vyapitvat deshataha na antaha. Due to all pervasiveness, there is no spatial limitation on the part of Brahma. Nityatvat, due to its nature of eternity, permanence, it is kalataha api na antaha. It is not bound by time. It is not infinite time-wise. It is not finite time-wise also. It is not limited by time. Sarvatmyat vastutaha na. Sarvatmya means what? Brahman, having the status of being the truth, the self of every being, everything, all the objects. Sarvatmyat vastutaha na antaha. Vastutaha means object wise also it is not limited. There's no limitation object wise. There's no limitation time wise. There's no limitation spatially. The three reasons are given. Vyapitvat means sarva vyapitvat, nityatvat, then sarvatmyat. Three reasons are given. Because of these three reasons, Brahmani anantyam tridha, threefold, limitlessness. Brahman, these threefold limitations are not there on the part of Brahman. But Brahman is of the nature of limitlessness. And what is that Brahma? Hey, there's no Brahma other than the reality. We understood very clearly, isn't it? There's no Brahma other than the reality. There's no reality other than consciousness. And consciousness is the existence of everything. And this consciousness, which is self, of the nature of self-existence, we understood already, is of the nature of limitlessness. Therefore, implied by the term Brahma, anantyam means limitlessness. பிரம்மணஹா ஆனந்தியம் த்ரிதா, லிமிட்லெஸ்னஸ் இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் டைம், லிமிட்லெஸ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் லிமிட்லெஸ் இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் டைம், லிமிட்லெஸ் இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்பேஸ், லிமிட்லெஸ் இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். இட் மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் வைஸ் லிமிட்லெஸ், டைம் வைஸ் லிமிட்லெஸ், ஸ்பேஷலி லிமிட்லெஸ். அண்ட் தட் ரியாலிட்டி இம்ப்ளைட் பை த டர்ம் பிரம்ம இஸ் தி ஆக்சுவல் சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சப்ஸ்டாண்டிவ் ஐ. I also see that is the only substance of idam. Idam means incomprehensibly, inexplicably vast universe is indicated by the word idam. And aham brahma, idam brahma. We have to see, I have not completed it, this verse. We will see next class. ஓம் பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.